Well, it's been evident over the last few weeks. In our first eight games, if you had to evaluate us, we've certainly been up and down a little bit. You know, we played well first right off the bat in the first game of the season. Then we all hit a lull where we didn't play as well as we needed to as a team over the next couple of games. And then all of a sudden in the last four or five games on defense, we've really begun to play well. But I believe the light's coming off a lot of these guys. It's all brand new to everybody. So I do think the guys are buying into it, and the results are beginning to show.
Over the past month, the Eagles have allowed the Giants 21 points the first time they played them. They allowed Tampa Bay 20. They allowed the Cowboys 17. And today, so far, they have allowed the Giants 15.
Well, it's a blessing, number one. It's fun to come into a meeting room every day where your most productive guy up to this date, one of your best leaders on the football team, is one of your older guys who's bought into everything that we've asked our players to do, whether it be the sports science, the new defense, et cetera. I think the guy's being very productive, but he's a lot of fun to be around.
You know better than this? First one of the year, Monday Night Football. You got nothing to do but go ball out.
Hey, let it loose, bro.
Hey, me and you, all night.
Well, the one thing about him, number one, he has a presence about him, you know, so he kind of commands a room, you know, very presidential, if you will, when he walks into a room. And so he's not a boisterous guy, he's not a loud guy. That's another quality in our room, because when he speaks, people listen.
It's Monday night. Give me everything you got.
Everything.
Monday night, everything you got. Leave it out here, baby. Play fast, play hard. Let's beat these boys tonight in their house.
Yep.
1-0, baby.
Hey, four quarters.
1-0 today. Here we go. Eagles on three. 1, 2, 3.
Eagles. It is second and three for the Redskins. Griffin backpedals, looks left, looks right, throws the ball away as he was about to be sacked.
Oh, he was hammered.
Yeah, he
Michael
was.
Michael Kendricks hammered him.
Well, he's got a tremendous upside ceiling now. There's no question about that. We kind of tend to forget he's a second-year football player. His learning curve has been straight up. But I tell you what, over the last three or four games, as our defense has begun to play well, part of it's reflective in our room at linebacker, where Michael Kendricks beginning to play extremely well, both in the run and the pass. We've got some rough edges. We'll keep working on it. But this guy's becoming very productive for us.
Lead the group. Again, put the team on our back. Make big plays. Win the game. Let's go. Dominate on three. 1, 2, 3. Dominate.
Well, the reason Michael and Dee play most of the game is because the other guys certainly carry the yeoman's work in our special teams. Najee and now Och and Casey have all carried their load in the special teams, special forces, if you will. These guys are all young linebackers that I think are coming. It's all a learning process. I don't hesitate to throw them in the game, but they've all done everything we've asked, and it's a blessing to have them out there, particularly sharing their load in the special teams. You know, when you get between the white lines, football's football. And you get in the office, it's all in the war room, and then our preparation. So from all that point of view, it's really not anything different. You know, it's about X's and O's. I love the scheming aspect. I love the war room aspect of the game. I love seeing players develop and respond, and all our efforts come to fruition on Sundays and those types of things. We've got great ownership here. We've got a great atmosphere here. Love every minute of it.